Hi, I'm Mike Thiessen, one of the creators of the Welcome to Mutant County podcast. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for listening in these last 2 years. And then also to let you know that if you felt so inclined, you can support us directly at patreon.com/mutantcounty, where you will receive extra exclusive content. Or is it exclusive extra content? Either way, it's good stuff. And that's Patreon, patreon.com/mutantcounty. Thanks again, and now back to our previously scheduled content.
Hiya, all you mutant counticles. I'm Tad Bilchner, and I'm back from space, and I'm back on the news, baby! For real this time, I think.
Yes.
Wait, what's that, Steve?
You are back on the news.
Oh, okay, yes, I am. But did I ever really leave? I mean, wasn't I always right here with you, the loyal fans? Oh, that's right, you can't see. This is radio. You can't see that I'm actually pointing to my heart. But it's your heart, too. Metaphorically speaking, it's all our hearts, interconnected. Though, literally speaking, my heart's a bovine heart. It's true. A cow's got mine in the swamp. Anyway, my point is that we're all deeply connected. Well, at any rate, I've always felt deeply connected with all of you. But that's enough of that sentimental crap. That was just a tad from the Bilchner Feelings Vault. Let's lock that sucker back up for now. This is your news at 10. Top story. There's been more foul play afoot. Along with last night's full moon came the comeback of the ever-elusive Lady Finger Werechicken. No one knows yet the real identity of this heinous Henny Penny, but it seems she's crossed over to the Churi free-range chupacabra hatchery and pecked to death a bunch of chup pups sometime between midnight and 2 a.m. Wait a minute. Is that right? How can these things be hatched and still be pups? Who wrote this, Steve?
I'm going to have to look that up, Ted.
Wait. Well, whatever. I think that the station might need to fire their hairy... Right. Yeah. I wrote this. Okay. Well, never mind. It's gold. Yep. Pecked them all and sucked their little pup blood out. Oh, that's sad. And a little bass backwards, if you ask me. Anyway, you put it, that's no lady finger licking good. It's the Kentucky right. On to sports.
Yay!
With us now, our new sportster, Jock Stratman. How's things going, Jock?
Actually, it's Jack Stroman there, Ted.
Dad.
No, Jack.
I don't know, Jack.
So I've been told.
Are you going to do the sports or not there, Stratman?
Alrighty then. Yes. First off, let's hawk talkie. I mean, let's talk hockey. Last night at the Quaker Oats Center in Philipma, the Anywho Mutant Ducks beat the home team, the Philip McCrackens, 7-0. Quite the gap left, to say the least. Meanwhile, the River Styx Renegades thought they had it made when they scored early in the first. But that just wouldn't be the case, as they ended up losing to the Ulysses Hydras 5-1. Meanwhile, in full contact lawn bowling, the Cheesedale Curds got completely fondued by the Windy Pine Wendigos 53-5. Despite the complaints made by the Curds coach, Vic Sloboda, against the officiating and, of course, the Wendigos' controversial defensive strategy of impalement by antlers. Oh, and also cannibalism.
Whoa, dude, really? I thought lawn bowling was just a boring game for geezers. I'm going to have to check that out.
I think it's best, Ted. Yes, nothing hypes up a sport better than the added element of heightened violence. And then, of course, on top of that, the consumption of the opposing team. If you ask me, that's what sports is all about.
I like this guy.
I like you too, Ted.
Tad!
Jack.
Jock!
Wait, what is happening now?
I think we were trying to do a bit, but it didn't quite work.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, easy there, Jim.
Still Jack.
Nope, we're not doing that. Oh, okay, so is that it for sports?
I think so. Oh, well, no, there is one more thing, just a Tiny alert for all you fingerlings and Edgemontonians. The Edgemont Springs Chickens baseball team mascot, Wary the Werechicken, has escaped again. So keep a watchful eye on your small pets and any corn you may have growing or laying about. I'm Jack Stroman. And there's your sports. Back to you, Bilchy baby.
We're not there yet. Hey, wait. The Werechicken is a mascot? Hey, look it. There's got to be some common courtesy through communication between co-anchors, kids. Come on. And this is me saying this. I already did the Werechicken thing. Oh, okay, so I guess this just in and I just said the latest update is that the Werechick's a mascot, I guess. Is that it? Or do we know who she, he, or they is, or are, yet?
Hey, Tad.
What, Steve?
Your grammar is terrible.
My grandma's terrible? Well, tell me something I don't know. She's an immortal cougar. But what about the chicken? What the? Holy fresh feathered salmonella with teeth! Folks, you won't believe this, but the Werechicken just broke into the WLFC newsroom, and it looks like this giant pecker's about to strike. What's that, Steve? Use the gun in my desk drawer. But you said I'm only allowed to use that for selfish defense purposes now.
Just like that to me.
Oh, yeah, I guess a giant devil rooster does qualify. Thanks, pal. All right, Chicken Little. Who wants chicken salad? Dang, that was cool. I hope all you in Radioland can imagine how cool I look right now. I got this woody cool guy in line, and I'm holding the gun up as to attenuate my Ripley bicep.
Tad, wait! Don't shoot! And it's accentuate.
Dot, what are you doing here? Hey, stay back! I'll get him!
No, Tad, wait! Drop your weapon! I was just beamed down by Whitley to warn you. It's your father.
Wait, what? No! That's impossible! No! It's a mascot from Edgemont baseball team! What? Although that does explain the Bilchner chicken legs.
Tad?
I'm serious. They run in the family. But I'm jing. I'm gonna shoot it now.
Nope. I'm telling you. This paranormal poultry person is none other than Tad Bilchner Sr. Just wait. He's about to revert back to his natural form.
Chicken?
Tad, remember when we used my mirror manipulator machine and went back to the Chaos 2020 timeline? Again, by accident?
Dot, why do you always start by asking if I remember? These things are always things that have just happened, and they're always pretty freaky. So yeah, I remember.
Well, your father, Whitley, and I traveled back to that wet market in order to stop the transaction that would inevitably lead to the spread of their Bud Light Lyme disease virus. But before our temporal intervention was successful, your father was bitten by a rare, snaggle-toothed chicken, thus turning him into the formidable Werechicken standing before you. Or is it Were-rooster? Were-cock?
Here-cock. Get it? I'm pointing to my... Oh, never mind. Please don't tell HR I did that, Steve. Yeah. But hey, wait a second. Dear old dad disappeared when I was just a kid and only beamed back a year and a half ago. But what about all those other Werechicken attacks? If dad was only bitten 2 weeks ago, then that timeline of events doesn't check out. Wow. Well, I guess all that time as a fake PI actually helped me develop some deducting skills. Or detecting... Detectivating?
Deducing, Tad?
I think I dropped a deduce when Dad crashed through the door.
Your query into the timeline of events is a commendable one, Tad. I'm not sure how to explain it, except perhaps to posit the existence of other possible werepoultry. a series of various transformations due to other types of avian-related viruses? Curious.
And what about the escaped mascot?
Actually, I think I can explain that, son. The Edgemont Springs chicken's mascot is actually a guy in a chicken costume. The guy's got a few screws loosed, and sometimes he'll just go running out of the stadium before the games end. His name is Jock Stratman, but he goes by the name Jack Stroman. Wait, Jack Stroman? As in our new sports broadcaster? Scooby-Doo, I should have known it was you! Jack!
It's Jock.
All right, well, another kook. Well, this just in. The Edgemont Baseball Team Organization and WLFC are still hiring wackos. I guess it's a good thing that I'm back to bring some stability. And the werechicken's actually a rooster, who is actually my space padre. Well, isn't that just typical? That's the news, and I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.